Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. At this hour, we go on reflecting in Romans chapter 1, and we are at verse 5. The word grace appears here, and we spent quite a bit of time on this word because it is so valuable. I hope that you have been challenged to grow in grace, as I have. Many Christians think that we receive God's grace to save us from our sins only initially, and that's where the grace of God sits. No. As the apostles Paul and Peter teach us, the grace of God is meant to grow within us. Are you growing in grace? I hope that you will seek the Lord for more of His grace in your life. Here is how the end of Romans 1 verse 4 and then verse 5 reads, Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith among all the Gentiles for His name's sake. There is the word grace, and we defined it this way. Grace is God's favor, done out of the spontaneous generosity of God's heart of love, with no expectation in return. Let me repeat this, as stated by Dr. Wiest. Grace is God's favor, done out of the spontaneous generosity of God's heart of love, with no expectation in return. Grace, grace, God's grace. It is an amazing grace. Today I want to move on to this word apostleship. Apostleship. And to do that, I will remind you of a connection I already made for you last week. I said Paul received God's grace to save him from his sins, yes, but also so that Paul could serve Jesus Christ as an apostle. The same is true with you if you follow Christ. You have received His grace to save you, and also to empower you to serve. We could remember it this way, grace is to save and to serve. Grace is to save, and grace is to serve. We also looked at Romans chapter 15, verses 15 and 16, where Paul wrote, the grace that was given me from God to be a minister of Christ Jesus. Paul says he was given grace by God. That matches what he said right in Romans 1, verse 5, and that grace was given him for what purpose? The answer is right here in verse 16. The grace was given to him so that he could be a minister of Christ Jesus. Grace is to save and to serve. Grace is to save and to serve. And Paul's specific act of service was apostleship. That's our next word to define. What is apostleship? And are all of Christ's people apostles? Let me answer here succinctly, and then I'll say more. Put plainly, apostleship is the ministry of an apostle, and not all of Christ's people are apostles. In my interpretation and understanding of the biblical text, here in Romans and elsewhere in the Bible, Jesus Christ had a limited number of apostles, the 12, then Matthias, replaced by Judas, plus Paul. That's it. Only these men are the apostles. There are no more apostles today. And let's pick up here again on the next edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.